This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back. Hour number two is, hey, it is happening and it is moving quickly tonight. We got a lot of news, a lot of information, a lot of discussion happening all around us. For those folks that are staring down the barrel at a hurricane, another hurricane in Florida. Folks, I hope you guys are all doing well down there. Keep your, you know, keep your wits about you. Listen, as I mentioned at the beginning, and folks, we've got a couple of stations in the Tampa area alone, WGUL 860, where Joe Messina Show is played on weekends, and also WWPR, where you are hearing this live right now in Tampa Bay, Florida, 1490. You guys stay dry. Try to head to safe ground if you can, if this thing is barreling towards you. We had the hurricane last week, and that kind of fizzled out for us. So, everybody kind of listened and took notice, and I think a lot of people didn't head out into the streets. But you guys are in Florida, and that can get pretty serious, as we saw with Hurricane Ian last year. So stay safe, and we just hope that it doesn't come ashore as badly as it can. On Thursday night, I will be here sitting in the chair for Joe, and we're going to have our good friend Dave Carter from DaveCarterOnline.com. He's going to be joining us. He lives currently in the panhandle of Florida, and he's thinking that he might not take the brunt. So we'll have him on to discuss exactly what is going on in and around the state of Florida. So stay safe, everybody. This hour, we've got Jen Van Laar, who's going to be joining us after the commercial break here in just a few moments from Red State. I'm going to get some deep politics with Jen. We're going to be talking about the Trump indictments and what happens to look like the senior aide to Jack Smith. The prosecutor met with the White House counsel's office just weeks before the Trump indictment. Why? I thought they were supposed to be independent, that this was not supposedly a political... we obviously all know that it is political. It's a politically motivated prosecution. It's never been more glaring, but... They're having meetings with the White House. We're going to talk with Jen Van Laar, who's reported on this at redstate.com after the break. It's just so dirty. And I got to tell you, I'm speaking to friends of mine that are not really political. You know, they hate it all. Right? I think that's the reaction that so many people have. Trump was crooked. Biden's crooked. He's old. He's senile. And they just don't want to have anything to do with any of it. But when you talk to them and you say, well, what do you think about these prosecutions that are all happening? There's always that wryward smile as if, no, they're going after their political enemies here. This is Haiti. This is the stuff that you see in banana republics. This is the stuff you see in the Caribbean and in Africa. And it's happening in the United States. I'll just give you a quick example. You may not have heard about this because I don't know if you watch the news still. Most people don't, or the legacy news, that is. But National Archives has about 5,400 emails and the records linked to Joe Biden's email aliases. The NARA, which is the National Archives, possesses about 5,400 emails and records linked to President Joe Biden's email aliases, the House Oversight Committee just revealed last night. The email aliases, Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware, were used to share government information and discuss business with Hunter Biden and associates, according to the Southeastern Legal Foundation, which filed a lawsuit to compel the agency to turn over the emails. Kimberly Herman, who is the Southeastern Legal Foundation general counsel, said, "All too often, public officials abuse their power by saying it is for their personal or political benefit. When they do, many seek to hide it. The only way to preserve governmental integrity is for NARA to release Biden's nearly 5,400 emails to SLF, that's the Southeastern Legal Foundation, and thus the public, the American public, deserves to know what is in them." And James Comer, who's the House Oversight Committee chair, requested the archives hand over all documents and communications in which then Vice President Joe Biden used pseudonyms such as Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware. Comer said, "Joe Biden has stated there was an absolute wall between his family's foreign business schemes and his duties as vice president, but evidence reveals that access was wide open for his family's influence peddling. The National Archives must provide these unredacted records to further our investigation into the Biden family's corruption." Folks, this is impeachment time. This is absolutely, they don't just have the smoking gun. They're holding it. They can see it. We've all been suspicious of all of this for the last few years. Donald Trump brought it up with the emails and the laptop, which has a lot of this information in there. And he was pilloried. It was a lie. And big tech and big media and the Democrats all shut it down. And that was the difference in the 2020 election. We got Jen Van Laar, Red State, coming up after the break to talk about this and a whole lot more. Don't go away, folks. Real Side Radio, Dave Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Hey, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. As I mentioned at the beginning, at the top of the hour, we're watching this hurricane that's heading down to Florida on the Gulf Coast. We have two stations down in Florida, in Tampa specifically. We have WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Florida, and The Answer at WGUL 860 AM. Folks, stay safe down there as this thing is barreling towards you. And we'll have Dave Carter on Thursday night, who's going to be joining us from Florida to tell us what took place. But Just stay safe down there. But before we get to all of that fun stuff on Thursday, we're going to be talking more tonight about Jack Smith and the Trump indictments and everything else that is going on. And I'm delighted to have returning to the show Jen Van Lohr, who's the managing editor over at Red State, redstate.com. And Jen, welcome back to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm trying to stay cool here in this 100-degree heat in Los Angeles area, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, it's a hot one right now compared to the hurricane that everybody had last week. I think everybody wishes for some of that rain right now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do.
So I want to jump right into it with you because the news is just flying fast and furious around us here. And we just learned today that, you know, the trials are going to be beginning in and around Super Tuesday. And it's just going to be absolutely insane. They're conspiring. And you wrote an article that I'd love to get your edification on here, Jen, at redstate.com, stating senior aide to Jack Smith, the prosecutor, met with White House counsel's office just weeks before the Trump indictment. Jen, are you saying that they're conspiring with the White House to go after a political enemy?
Let's see, do I need to couch that with allegedly, or can I just say that I think it? I do believe that they are, because as I go through in the article, this prosecutor has done a lot of things that give rise to a suspicion of coordination.
So walk us through what took place here.
So this guy, and his name is James Bratt, which is quite
Bratt.
Quite appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's with the DOJ, has been part of the counterintel and national security type things for years. So, okay, that means he probably should be involved if it's allegedly about documents that were classified that needed to come back. Well, he was in that first team that was originally talking to Trump's lawyers and talking to people about these documents. And then when there was a special prosecutor appointed, he immediately went there. But he was the man back in 2022, before that raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, who was jockeying for it to be an unannounced FBI raid instead of doing what they do and what a lot of us said at the time and what Trump's lawyer said at the time. Hey, we've been working with you. Why didn't you just say you need to come in and search? Like, just we'll set a time and you go search the whole thing. But he wanted to do it with the whole unannounced thing. People in FBI jackets, the FBI people in D.C. were saying, no, this looks terrible to have our people there in jackets and, you know, going into the former president's home. This is, it's not a great thing for our country, and he pushed for that. He also threatened the valet's attorney, you know, Walt Nauda, Donald Trump's valet.
Mm-hmm.
This prosecutor threatened his attorney, saying, well, you know, you need to get your client to flip on Trump, or, you know, that judicial application that you have to be a federal judge, it's not going to see the light of day.
So it's interesting because I was reading your article and you quoted also the New York Post. So this isn't just Red State. You guys are, you know, going deeper on what the Post did. But here's the thing that really piqued my interest. Not only did you have this Jay Bratt, again, as you correctly stated, is a very appropriate name. He joined the special counsel team in November of 2022 after it was formed, and he met with Carolyn Saba from the White House. She's the deputy chief of staff for the White House counsel's office. But they were also joined in that meeting by Danielle Ray, who is an FBI agent in the Washington field office. What the heck's going on here?
Well, they say that they were interviewing her or interviewing somebody about an ongoing case. Who knows what that really means. You know, as long as they say that it's an interview in an ongoing case for national security, then they don't have to say anything else. And they know that. So that's why they say these things. There were actually some people who were trying to say, well, this woman, Caroline, that she was a long-term White House staffer, like a non-political staff person that had worked in the Trump administration, too. But that is false, if people have seen that online, because this woman worked on the Biden campaign. and then worked in the White House because I pulled up her LinkedIn. So do not be fooled by that.
So
I don't know what they were really talking about.
So this person first said it was a national security related issue. Then he said it was about somebody that was working for the White House during the Trump administration. But both of those have been debunked. That's what you're saying?
Yep.
So somebody's lying. And we've got an FBI agent, and we've got the DOJ, and we've got the White House, and now we've got these indictments. So, I mean, listen, I didn't do very well in math in high school, but I can do the math on this one. And why is this not front page news? Well, we all know why, but I mean, what are we looking at here?
I mean, and just going in conjunction with all of the things that have been happening over the past week and the setting of the trial date, there's a longtime federal criminal defense attorney who works with Red State sometimes, Leslie McAdoo Gordon, and she said she's never seen a trial like this on classified documents go from indictment to trial that quickly. Like, it's normally years for just a normal case. Not even one involving the amount of discovery and the types of defendants that you have in this case. And we haven't even gotten to any judge looking into these allegations of wrongdoing by Jay Bratt. I mean, if he was threatening extortion for one of the defendants to turn on Trump and threatening an attorney, then that needs to be looked into, because not only did he want the valet to flip on Trump, he was saying, well, you said one thing to us in one interview and one thing in another. And then when that valet's attorney says, no, that's not true, he said the same thing both times. That's when Bratt then said, well, your guy needs to flip or, you know, you're not going to be a judge. So first he's, you know, making up and saying, well, we're just going to say that you lied in one of the interviews.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wrongdoing that needs to be investigated before we go to any trial.
And they're certainly not giving them time to do the 12.8 million pages of discovery that's been given by the DOJ to Trump's defense. Can you stick through the break, Jen?
Sure.
Okay. And everybody, find Jen Van Laar over at redstate.com. We'll be right back. A lot more to talk about here at Realside Radio. Folks, do not go away. This is getting really interesting.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging residents of the state's Big Bend area to evacuate as Hurricane Idalia gains strength.
You know, you're talking about really, really significant storm surge potential.
Speaking Tuesday, DeSantis noted that storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet. The Category 2 hurricane is expected to make landfall on Wednesday. During another event led by Republican lawmakers, a Gold Star father is condemning President Biden for the 2021 botched pullout from Afghanistan. Mark Schmitz's son, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, was killed, along with 12 other service members, in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport.
Public airport surrounded by a chain link fence in an urban environment without even a usable air traffic control tower.
He accuses Biden of ignoring key intel that warned the Afghani government would quickly collapse. He said no one has been held accountable for what happened. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew.
Jew?
Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And Joe will be back tomorrow night, and I will be back again on Thursday night. Busy week this week, and with everything that's happening in the news, there's certainly a lot for us to talk about. And talking about it with us right now is Jen Van Lars. She's a managing editor over at Red State. You can find her at redstate.com. And Jen, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
On Twitter, at Jen Van Lars, and at Jennifer Van Lars on Instagram. I don't have time for any other socials.
There you go. Yeah, I read Twitter as well. It's about it for me nowadays. But, Jen, former President Donald Trump is closing in on 60% of support among likely Republican primary voters in the state of Georgia. This is an interesting poll because it was taken after the indictment in Fulton County. Mm-hmm. You know, when I take a look at that, have they turned him into a martyr? And what do you see happening right now with the shifting sands of the Republican primary?
I think they've definitely turned him into a martyr. Even Republicans who don't necessarily support him as the nominee this time all believe that this is a complete sham of a number of indictments. And completely politically motivated. So I know that he has 100% of the conservative movement and probably a good deal of independence behind him on that. As far as how it shakes out, like, I've learned to not make any kind of predictions or assumptions almost a year out from the convention. There's a lot that can happen, and a lot depends on those first few states and then Super Tuesday.
And going back to what we were just talking about before the break, you know, we've got we basically now have trial dates that are set for the day before Super Tuesday. We've got one on the 25th for Bragg up in New York. We don't have Letitia James dates yet, but that's going to be set soon. We all remember 2016. We all remember 2020. We're old enough to remember those huge, massive rallies, day, 2 days before massive events like Super Tuesday. If you are basically now strategizing, not in one court setting, but in four, to save your life, to stay out of jail, how do you run a campaign for President of the United States?
Well, Well, it's really difficult, but I think that obviously he needs to focus on the court thing first because that's the most important. However, I think that he's going to be in the news so much with those, he almost doesn't need to get out the vote because people are going to see him on their TV and say, oh yeah, I've got to go ahead and go out there and vote for him. And it might actually help him in those early contests. The only thing from a legal perspective, and I think we've talked about it here before, that I've worked in courtrooms for 20 years and most of them criminal courtrooms, there's no way that a judge is going to allow overlapping. He can't be on trial in two places at once. And if the New York trial's not done yet, then the DC one couldn't start. And there's just too many moving parts to assume that all of the states are going to hold.
Yeah, I don't know how logistically it could be done. And there are reports here that the DOJ have been speaking with, you know, Georgia, and they're speaking with New York, and they're all basically colluding on exactly when they can have their own trial dates because there's so many. And you got Republican Representative Jim Jordan. He's blasting Fulton County DA for setting the Trump trial date. When she's doing it to persecute him so he doesn't win re-election. Now, let me ask you this, and I don't think you're a lawyer. I'm certainly not a lawyer, although I may play one on TV every once in a while. Do you think that there's going to be a gag order from any of the judges for Trump? Because if I was Donald Trump, and as you correctly stated, the media are going to be following him around like puppy dogs looking for a treat, wouldn't you get in front of the media, in front of the courthouse, and not talk about your court setting, just say that this is persecution, and talk about Joe Biden and why he should be elected? You've got the biggest audience in the world at that point, not just 25,000 people in the rally.
Right. I mean, it would be difficult for a gag order because you're messing with somebody's First Amendment rights at that point and their right to defend themselves. Obviously, they could say something that's going to be used against them if they open their mouth, but I think that you're right. If I was advising him, I'd say just say that you're being set up, that you're being persecuted, that this is just all about them wanting to keep you out of the White House, and then rail on Joe Biden and Bidenomics. But I think what they're trying to do is they want to get a conviction on the record, because then all of them will say that the 14th Amendment applies and he has engaged in sedition or insurrection, and then they'll keep him off the ballot. And then I don't want to see what happens to our country.
Well, I think we're kind of there. I mean, this Judge Chutkan, she's the D.C. judge. Is that her name? Yeah, Judge Chutkan. Okay. She's comparing January the 6th to the 9/11 attacks and Boston Marathon bombings, and she's gone after January the 6th defendants in the most the hardest way possible. And she's obviously, you know, somebody that donated to the Obama campaign. And so, you know, the question is, and I've been saying this all along, whatever you think of Donald Trump, you like him, you hate him, you like his policies, you can hate him personally, or whatever it is, there's got to be some form of retribution here where you've got the state, and this is the deep state that he ran against in 2015 and 2016, that has come basically like a ton of bricks, like a tsunami is crashing on this man all at once. Is there any way to have retribution, do you think, if you win this presidency as Donald Trump?
I mean, there's the retribution he would want personally, and then the retribution that we would need as a nation. I think that we as a nation would need to see that these people who did this paid a price, and that we can have our democracy and our republic back. They would have to at least be disbarred and maybe even jailed if there's a conspiracy that we found.
Mm-hmm. You, Red State, you guys have been around for a long time, and I know that you've got a lot of, you know, folks that read you and commenters and such, but this is unprecedented. I mean, this isn't just a presidential election, and this feels very much like the Democrats, what they've been projecting and saying, it's the end of democracy, where it really, what they're doing right now truly is. What are you getting a sense of from, you know, fellow colleagues, editors, and writers, as well as the readers over at Red State right now about all of this?
I mean, we're all furious at what they're doing. We all are, I think, scared that he will be convicted of stuff, not because he did anything wrong, but because the system is rigged. They'll find juries that will convict. They'll find judges that will not follow the law the way that it's supposed to be, and then we just pray that it goes to the Supreme Court and it gets reversed. I mean, I'm honestly afraid for our country surviving this.
And what you just said is absolutely true. They're doing this in Washington, D.C., which, as I said at the beginning of the show tonight, an hour or so ago, it's like San Francisco and Los Angeles had a baby city and put all their voters in. It's literally like 90-something percent hardened blue Democrat. So this is already caked in as far as the results that we're going to see from this, unless it gets dismissed, which I think is really Trump's biggest hope at this point, right?
I think so. I mean, the only way that I think it gets dismissed is if he has some kind of appeal to the Supreme Court during the process, but that's pretty much unheard of, too. So the problem is there in D.C., just like in California, you have judges that mostly are going to follow that liberal mindset, too. You know, I thought the other night, if Katie Hill sued me now, I would probably be in jail. Just to watch the difference between the last 4 years. You know, when I posted the photos of her with her,
that was 2018, right? I think we had you on the show. Yeah, we talked about that. We had you on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thruppler. I remember that.
Probably be in jail.
Yeah. 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 That's truly chilling. That is truly, truly chilling. And we're looking down the gun barrel here of these guys winning, and they're going to be pulling Biden across the finish line next year, only to replace him within 24 hours with Cankles, Cankles is Hillary, Cackles, and you know, it literally is. I mean, this man Biden is he's diminishing before our eyes. At VDH, Victor Davis Hanson, I watched him last night on YouTube with Megyn Kelly, and he said that he's exponentially diminishing. It's not like he gets worse by the week. He gets worse 7 times worse every week. And I don't know how he makes it to 2024, without literally Weekend at Bernie's. So I don't know. This is really scary stuff, Jen.
Yeah, buy guns and ammo and pray.
Yeah. Tell everybody where they can find you, where they could read you, and again, please drop your social media.
Sure, at redstate.com and at Jen Van Laar on Twitter.
Jen, thanks so much for coming on again, and we'll have you on again down the road. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Have a great night, folks. And we'll be back right after the break here. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Real Side Radio. And don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
drive. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And Joe's going to be back tomorrow night, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, as I do so often. And I'll be back here on Thursday night as well for 3 fun hours. At Realside Radio. Folks, as Jen Van Laar from Red State was just talking about, with this upended election that we are now starting to see is taking shape in the way that trials are going to be happening. President Donald Trump's trials are going to be happening literally on right before Super Tuesday and all of the other really big primary dates. This is the discussion that Jen and I were just having before the break, and I really want to go into it a little bit deeper here. As I mentioned before, we continue that in the third hour, we're going to be having a good friend of mine, Tom, who's going to be joining us to talk about his experience in Lahaina and what happened And, you know, the absolute malfeasance that we're seeing out of the great state of Hawaii in regards to this reaction. And I got to tell you, I'm not a tinfoil hat wearing guy, but as Adam Carolla stated on his podcast yesterday, I'm starting to wear silver yarmulkes, man. Anyway, that will be the third hour tonight, and don't go away. That's going to be absolutely fascinating. But listen, getting back to the election here, I just want to say this. This is not going to be a normal campaign. It can't be. Whether you hate Donald Trump, whether you love Donald Trump, whether you're just going to say, hey, whoever the nominee is on the right, I'm going to vote for. Whoever the nominee is on the left, I'm going to vote for. Whatever your opinion is, I'm talking about it from a political standpoint right now, from an observational seat that I have here. It comes in every week or two and discusses this with you, the good folks here at RealSide across the country on the GCN radio network. But let me just say this. Donald Trump and his campaign are going to have to really start to recognize reality in regards to having a strategy that is going to be in place from what is going to be undoubtedly an exceedingly difficult election due to the unknown repercussions for this despicable lawfare that has been waged against him. And the way that the electoral map, the electoral landscape is now starting to shift under his feet. As I mentioned in the previous segment here, the polling suggests that Donald Trump is now starting to be viewed as a martyr. His numbers in the by primary voters have actually gone up, even in the state of Georgia after Fulton County's indictment last week. So there's a very strong likelihood that it is going to be President Donald Trump, maybe by default at this point. But you've got to understand something. Donald Trump, he loves to be in the limelight. He loves 25, 50, 100,000 people in front of him in a rally a day before a massive election, like a Super Tuesday, and he's not going to be able to do that this time. It's 2016 and 2020, it was the rallies. And as I just alluded to, I think the only way, the only method, if I was Trump's campaign advisor, is to structure all of these trials, and remember, there's four of them. You got New York, you got Washington, D.C., you're going to have Fulton County, Georgia. I think you got two. And you've got the reality is that unless there's a gag order that's going to be imposed by some of these leftist judges, and that could absolutely happen with these folks. We just went through the bio of one of them here in Washington, D.C. I mean, this person, this woman, is absolutely got daggers against Donald Trump. Not biased at all. Of course not. But unless he receives a gag order, which Jen Van Large has pointed out, that would absolutely, you know, go against his First Amendment rights, he's gonna have to treat the steps of the courthouses of where he's going to be having several trials going on simultaneously as his campaign rally. But here's the good news. The packs of media dogs are feverish. This is going to get them ratings like you wouldn't believe. And he's going to have to be very pointedly, very targeted to speaking to the voter through those cameras, left or right, supporters or not. Because what is happening in this very moment, in this very period of time that we are in right now, is absolutely unprecedented. And again, I say this to all of you across the country in 60 plus stations that are listening to us right now, that this is no way to run a democracy. Whatever your opinions are of Donald Trump personally, there are plenty of constitutional lawyers that are out there that will suggest immediately, Jonathan Turley being one of them, that there are no legitimate charges against this president. Did he make some mistakes? Did he say some things that he shouldn't have said? Yeah, he's Donald Trump. He says a lot of things that he shouldn't have said. But by far, what we are looking at right now with the nefarious underground seedlings that are just starting to percolate up in regards to Joe Biden in Ukraine and Russia and Hunter Biden and the collusion and the millions of dollars that he was giving to his family by selling access to the Vice President of the United States. That, ladies and gentlemen, is worse than Watergate. What we have with Donald Trump right now is basically just targeting your political enemies. This does not happen in the United States. This happens in Haiti. And I say this as somebody that has a lot of complaints about Donald Trump. Believe me, you've heard me talking about this for years and years. In 2015, when I was sitting in the studio talking about this, I didn't think Donald Trump wants the whole, what was his name? Bush, you know, the bus and grab him by the blank. Once that came out, I said, oh, he's done. There's just no way. We're going to end up with Jeb exclamation point. And I was wrong. Mea culpa. And so right now, I can't count out Trump. But do we know that he has a strategic campaign? He's not going to be able to campaign now. He's going to be trying to survive going to prison if he's convicted. And there's going to be a whole slew of uncontrollable factors that come out of this. The aforementioned ability or inability to campaign. And most importantly, the necessity to spend massive amounts of money, mostly campaign cash, on his legal expenses instead of opposing his Democratic nominee that he's going to be fighting against. Biden. And I wasn't referring to Sanders, I'm referring to weekend at. And the outcome of the public trials, by the way, because I think that the judge is going to allow them to be televised, it's going to be captivating. Do you all remember where we were when OJ was on? I was living in Las Vegas at the time. I think it was 1994, 1995 maybe. I don't know. In the mid-90s. I mean, I stopped my day to watch these things. Marsha Clark and all of those guys. It was fascinating. I think that's going to pale in comparison if we're actually seeing a former sitting president of the United States on trial for his life. And the dramatic negative reactions by the electorate can sway this election one way or another. And I think that is exactly what Team Biden and the DOJ and the FBI, and as we talked about in the last segment, they're all colluding together. It's now proven. Are counting on. So Republican primary voters, independent primary voters, libertarian primary voters, and honest liberal, classic liberal primary voters, they all need to know what will be the Trump campaign. And the RNC, who absolutely despises Donald Trump, let's be honest here, they've done everything in their political power. The neocons, industrial military complex cons, the Bill Crystals of the world, they're absolutely they're going to be out voting for Biden, and they are going to have to monitor voter sentiment, because if voter sentiment turns markedly against Donald Trump, or multiple states unconstitutionally or arbitrarily attempt to disqualify Trump for their ballots. And it's happening right now. There's a lot of folks out there that are trying to push this. It's the 14th Amendment. It's called the Insurrection Clause. Then Donald Trump doesn't have a chance to win. And now you're stuck with President Harris. Because I think we all agree, every single one of us, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, Joe Biden can't last another 5-6 years from now. It's just, he's dwindling exponentially, as Victor Davis Hanson says. Every single time you look at him, he looks 10 years older than he did the day before. Now, we're talking, and a lot of people that are listening to radio, okay, are of a certain age demographic, mostly older. But there's a reality that a lot of people are not considering right now, and that is millennials and Gen Z, younger voters, are poised to upend American politics. And in 2024, they will account for over half of the total population and nearly half of all registered voters. So how is this going to impact them, and how are they going to impact you? This is all interesting stuff. Folks, in the third hour, third and final hour tonight, we're going to be talking about this disaster, this train wreck that is in Maui. We're going to be speaking with somebody that was actually there. He's going to share his story with us, Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the news and commercials.